Okay, second episode of the day, April 8th. It's 11:02 a.m. I have made so much progress on this container. I'm really being intentional about what I want to call it because I have ran my mouth so much on Instagram about specific words that and it's just because that is the very nature of how I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing. And it's like integrating these specific things, calling out specific teachings that I've learned and that I've integrated that have not helped me, that have actually blocked me and that have prevented me from getting here where I am now, where I've been wanting to be, where I've been wanting to go, that I didn't even know existed, but does. And is something that you can, it's a milestone that you can achieve in the feminine realm, in terms of feminine consciousness, right? It feels like, and not that it's something to like put on a plaque on the wall, but it's an achievement because you get on the other side of fear and criticism and self-doubt and caring what other people think and needing external validation. Like, I feel cured from it. I don't know how else to say it. It's been lasting. It happened back in February, right? This just like, it clicked and it's continued. It's continued to develop. So in all of that, you know, what has helped me heal a lot has been expression, like open vocal expression and just using my platform, using my social media to express myself and my thoughts and my opinions. And I have lost probably 1,000 followers over the last 2 or 3 months, which excites me because the more people that are unfollowing me or the more people that my content is reaching and not aligning with, therefore they are dropping off. So while I am just like loose lipping and allowing myself to learn, I'm a self-projected projector. And even if I'm not identifying with a human design type or archetype or something, just me personally, I find so much value in using my throat chakra to transmute my experience. And then I listen back to it or I just receive it as I'm talking about it. Like that's how spirit moves through me. That's one of the ways that spirit moves through me. I just open up my throat chakra and I have, you know, I've gotten to know my energy through my cycle. I've gotten to develop my confidence through my cycle. I've learned how to not manipulate in a bad way, but I've learned how to keep my energy pure and my channel pure enough to allow spirit to just flow through me. And this is one of the ways that spirit flows through me. And by just opening that channel and expressing, it's taught me about these different archetypes. It's taught me more about my cycle and how I deliver information and content and how I deliver my message and how I operate at different times in my cycle. And so now I've been like experimenting and studying, right? And so now I'm taking that information and I'm like, what have I learned? How would I have done my journey 3 years ago differently with this information? How can I apply it now? And so I've spent the last couple of hours like writing out the guidance for this container, like the conversations I want to have with women inside this space. And it's like a feminine mystery school. That's kind of I'm making as gentle of guidelines as I can. Here's my goal, so that I can provide some form of content and structure so that women who are curious about this can validate it with that part of their mind that we need to have on board in order to step forward into more magic and mystery. Because when you're at a certain point in your journey, if you are on, like if this is a pole, right? So there's one end, that's one extreme, and the other end is the other extreme. If one extreme is like, you're totally in the mind or like in the masculine or caught up in the matrix, like all these different words you can say it. Some of them are less offensive than others, right? But if you are caught up in your mind and you need like factual, logical, evidential proof to believe something or explore something or try something or adventure to something or do something, that's one end of the pole. The other end of the pole is if you fully just trust yourself to like run and jump and you'll fly, right? So there are these two poles. And if you are wherever you're at, like wherever you land on this, regardless of how far even to like the floaty fairy side of it you're on, right? Where you'll just, you run and jump and you fly. How is your nervous system? Where does your nervous system land? Because there is, there's a like a reckless part of us, right? This like reckless feminine energy that wants to just go and be free and be wild. This like wild, reckless, and free, which is good. Like that's the free spirit. We just want to integrate the rest of our archetype so that the wild, free spirit can actually lead and then be supported by the remaining archetypes of who we are. So even if you're on that side, what is your nervous system doing? How is your nervous system? Has your nervous system adjusted to running and jumping off of the cliff, trusting that things will fall? Or when you make these decisions, do you turn a blind eye to your finances for 6 months or for a year or for 2 years and just like make enough money to get by and just live your life and like live it free? Or do you save all of your money and not spend any of your money? And so you're saving it for some retirement or big rainy day, but you're not happy in your life and your job, like, is just, you're just kind of like working yourself into your late 20s or your early 30s or your late 30s or your early 40s or your late 40s. And you're like, what the fuck? When was I planning on starting my life? When was I planning on traveling? When was I planning on doing all this stuff? When was I planning on following my soul's calling? When was I planning on making all this happen? Oh, right. I have to make it happen for myself. Right. But where is your nervous system at with all of that? Does your nervous system believe that your dreams that you might not have even addressed in a few years? When was the last time you thought about your wildest dreams? When was the last time you let your imagination run with your wildest dreams? When was the last time you even checked the parameters on your imagination? Do you know what happens when we get into routine? Our imagination falls into that same routine. We lose the ability to expand our imagination, and our reality, our external, very real life experience around us cannot expand if we cannot first expand it in our imagination. So if our imagination is blocked, if our crown chakra is blocked, if our energy channel is blocked, if our energetic body is not being cared for, then our imagination is not going, it's going to have so many rules and regulations and restrictions of what you can even allow your imagination to dream up, right? So we start there, we align, we don't even align, we regulate the nervous system, we heal all of the trauma, and your cycle guides you through this, right? Like you don't have to know what trauma, you don't have to know what experiences, you don't have to know what you need to heal or what needs to be discovered in order to impact your current reality the fastest and the most potently. Your cycle knows that. Your body knows that. So your cycle is going to point out things to you, or it's going to express itself in physical symptoms, maybe pains, maybe impatience, maybe intolerance, maybe anger, maybe frustration, maybe extreme wild erotic pleasure. Maybe like your cycle is going to communicate with you about where it needs your attention to go. And if you know how to listen, if you know how to tune in, if you know how to translate, if you know how to speak the language of your cycle to translate her message to you, if you know how to use this archetype of the inner critic, this part of ourselves that is so insanely critical, we are more critical of ourselves than we are of other people for the most part, right? We are more critical and we are harder on ourselves. We're perfectionists. We require ourselves to be absolutely perfect before we step out in the light. We require it to have all of our stuff together because everyone else has their stuff together. I'm the only one that doesn't. I'm the only one that can't do it. I'm exempt from all of this freedom and liberation and promise for a great, big, authentic, juicy, orgasmic, sensual life. I'm an exemption for all of that. Woe is me. I can't do it because of my circumstances, because of my reality, because I have bills, because I have a mortgage, because I have a job, because I have a dog, because I have kids, because I have a family, because. Let's go fucking see the Wizard of Oz, baby. Who told you that the Wizard of Oz isn't real? Have you went out and looked for the Wizard of Oz ever in your life? Have you just said, fuck all this, I'm going to go find the Wizard of Oz and I'm going to go travel in the world and just fucking find it. And along the way, I will be introduced to people and lions and tigers and bears and tin can men who are going to guide me along the path and show me the way. The universe will provide. The universe will provide. The universe will provide. Go look for the fucking Wizard of Oz. But we have to get your nervous system on board for that too, right? Because you're going to have to be able to withstand, at least in my journey, I had to be able to withstand some, like, I had to be delusional as fuck
right? Like for my version of my reality at the speed and the pace that I wanted to do it, the way that I wanted to do it, the style that I wanted to do it, the way that my soul wanted to experience this, I dove in headfirst, balls to the wall, like get myself to the bottom of this material experience and let's do some magic. Let's make some magic. Let's learn some lessons. Let's heal some ancestral trauma. Let's integrate some cosmic karmic lessons. Let's wear it. Let's bear it. Let's spread our arms. Let's let the universe teach us. Let's hold it. Let's feel it. Let's heal it. Let's integrate it. Let's talk to our moms about it. Let's show our moms love about it. Let's show our ancestors and our spirit team and our spirit guides love about it. Let's stop pretending like God is some entity outside of ourselves and start realizing that God wants to be embodied by us. The entity, the idea of God, the very existence, the very essence of God wants to be embodied by you so that it can move in the world as a human. God, this, the energy of God, it, I know this is going to probably be triggering and I don't like, this is coming to my mind right now. I haven't like overly thought this through, but God can't influence the world as impactfully as it can through a human experience. We have the physical hands. We have access to this 3D realm. We are the ones who can make the change right here and right now. So God wants access to our vessels. God wants access to our vessels so that God, as its source, we are all God, right? Like when we are activated inside of a human body, we are extensions of God, but we have cast God apart from us. We have cast God out away from us as if it is something that exists outside of us so that we don't realize that it is just waiting to be activated in us, in our experience, so that we can make the change in the world that we want to see as the highest, most love centered, love-filled, transcendent, enlightened, magical, mysterious, mystical, creative entity and being that we are. That's what God is to me now. And people talk about praying and people talk about Jesus. People talk about God and people talk about the universe. And I'm just over here biting my tongue and I'm like, yo, can we talk for a minute about this? Can we have a logical conversation? And then if at the end of it, if you genuinely give me a moment of your actual attention, your unbiased, untriggered, like I want to have a very clear, conscious conversation. And I want for someone to be like, no, that's fucking wacko bonkers. It doesn't make sense. Or wow, that actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you're right. God is us. We are God. God can impact the world from its non-physical state, but it has to impact the world through living things, right? So what better way for this entity of God that we have extracted outside of ourselves to change the world and to be a positive change than through the vessel of a human experience? Now, here's the key. It's not like God just sucks up our soul and we no longer are involved. The extension of us, the lessons that we have allowed ourselves to learn and integrate in this lifetime, in this human experience, if we can integrate those into our energetic channels, when source energy, when that God energy, when we are activated within this human vessel, that energy that's coming down through our crown chakra from this higher dimension, right, gets integrated with this current life experience and it gets upgraded, right? Our energy channel upgrades our DNA, it upgrades our understanding, it upgrades our consciousness, it upgrades our awareness, it upgrades our very essence of who we are, it upgrades our ideas, it upgrades our relationships, it upgrades our experience, it upgrades our visual projection of what we see in the world. The grass is literally greener. The leaves are literally greener. The flowers are brighter and pinker and purpler and whiter and bigger and they blossom bigger. And every day is a day of magic. Every day is an opportunity to do something new and magical. Every day is the very day that you've been waiting for. Not 3 months from now, not a trip 3 months from now, because what's going to happen between now and 3 months from now? You're just going to twiddle your fucking thumbs? You're just going to flick your bean for 3 months and wait for that vacation to come? Or do you want every single day? Do you want 90 days of pleasure and bliss leading up to your trip of more pleasure and bliss in a new place? I prefer B, please. Sign me up for fucking B, because that's the vibe. That's the vibe. Every day is orgasmic. Every day is magical. Every day is mysterious. Every day gets to be the best fucking day of your life. Tell me why not. If somebody could logically explain to me why not, I just want to sit down and have the conversation. But that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back inside. I'm making some fucking insane progress. I'm loving what's happening. I'm loving following these pulls and these nudges and this guidance to just completely do things on a whim when I feel called, when I feel ready. I'm like being led into knowing when these things are going to happen. I'm being led into knowing when the next era is coming, when the next season is coming. I've been telling Brian, I feel it coming. I feel the end of this season where I've just been like throwing everything out and scattering it all around. And like allowing myself to discover, I feel it coming to a head, but I just don't know what that looks like. And I haven't put pressure on it. I haven't put expectations on it. I haven't put limitations. I haven't put a timeline on it, and I'm allowing it to happen. And it's coming to fruition, and it's coming to fruition in such a fun and fucking exciting way that makes so much sense and is in such alignment with what I've been talking about, how I've been evolving, and where I want to go from here.